Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Mike Cazola's Real Estate Investing That Works. I'm Kerry Lutz, and this is episode 11. Mike, you hear horror stories all the time of people who've gone to these auctions for one reason or another. Either they didn't do their due diligence properly, they didn't know how to work the websites, public records, whatever, but they messed up, they lose money. And yet, as my research has proven, it's really hard to lose money doing this. But what are the hidden pitfalls that you need to avoid when you start going to these auctions on a regular basis? Going to them, meaning going on your computer to the foreclosure auctions.
Well, the first pitfall that you have to avoid is taking any property and not looking at it as an investment. That's the first pitfall because, you know, when you see a bunch of properties that are for sale at any given auction, most people gravitate towards the ones that are the prettiest or look the nicest. It's not about that. It's all about dollars and cents. So you want to analyze each property and understand the maximum you're willing to pay on each property before it's even being auctioned. You know, Mark Cuban, what he said was the way he's been successful is he does more homework than anybody else. So it's all about the homework. So before you're looking to invest in a property, do your homework, meaning check out what are places selling for within the neighborhood. How much work does it need? What are you willing to pay for it based on the profit margin that you're looking to gain?
Right. So again, it's get rid of the emotions. Don't look for the easy way out and have real goals in mind.
That's right. Because if your goal is cash flow or your goal is to flip the property, those are two completely different things. If your goal is to generate cash flow each month and generate a continuity income, you might want to be looking at duplexes, triplexes, four units, because bang for the buck, those are going to typically generate the most positive cash flow. Now, if you're a really conservative investor, you may say, well, instead of buying a three-unit apartment building, I may want to buy three separate single-family houses. Now, by being a conservative investor like that, you have to understand that your rate of return is typically going to be lower than if you bought one building with three units. Because for three separate single-family houses, you're going to pay a lot more than you would for one three-unit property. So, what are your goals? Are you looking to just resell these properties? Are you looking to resell to homeowners? Are you looking to do what I do, which is resell to a worldwide audience where I get people in Australia, in England, all over the world, a lot of Canadians that are looking to buy US properties. So what I like to do is take a property. Now understand, the more money you pay for a property, typically the less buyers you're going to have with enough cash to pay you cash for that property. So what I've found is I have a sweet spot. I like to sell properties 60 to 100,000. Now, it doesn't mean I don't buy several $100,000 properties, $500,000 properties, but those are typically going to be different goals. With those, you're typically just going to get a realtor resell it for you. If you're looking to do exactly what I do, you buy the properties as cheap as you can, which I show you how to do, and you resell them to a worldwide audience. This way, you're not counting on realtors, title companies, things like that, and you have the most amount of people looking to buy your properties.
Right. So other problems that people have, I've heard of people getting nailed for back taxes before that they weren't counting on.
Well, sure. You know, before you look to buy a property, I show you exactly how to do it. But what you want to check is what are the back taxes on any given property that you're looking to bid on? Because you may get a screaming deal on the property. Maybe you pay $30,000 for a property that's worth $85,000. But if you have back taxes of $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 that haven't been paid in 3 or 4 years, that's going to cut into your bottom line. So it's all about homework. doing your due diligence. And that might seem like a tough task, but I teach you how to evaluate a property in 5 minutes. And in 5 minutes, you can make a decision on what you're willing to pay, what you want to sell it for, because I can't tell you what your profit margin should be. Some people are happy to tie up $40,000 to make $15,000. I'm not. If I tie up $40,000, I want to make about $30,000. But that's just me. Some more conservative investors may say, yeah, you know what? I'm happy to tie up $40,000 if I can make $15,000. But now you're talking a more what I call a razor thin profit margin. So you better be sure you check the back taxes. Now, and listen, this is a step-by-step system that I teach you. You don't have to know these things, but what you do have to know is that you got to do your homework on every single property, know exactly what you're bidding on, know what you're going to sell it for, know the amount of work it needs. And that's my goal, is to make sure everybody out there who's listening to me right now is well-equipped, well-prepared for any auction anywhere in the country.
So what about people that misjudge the physical condition of the property when they're buying it? How do you avoid that type of thing?
Well, that's a really easy thing to avoid, because I show you how to get the contractors, people that have done this their entire life, get them out there, get a detailed estimate from three different people, have them tell you not only what they would do to the property, but how much they would charge you, and how they're going to go about doing that. Because you could tell if somebody knows their stuff by telling them, what exactly are you going to do to the property? What's the first thing you're going to do? What's the last thing you're going to do? And let them talk. Because there are so many resources right now on the internet that you don't have to actually live in the area where you invest. You don't have to invest in your own backyard. That's the old way of real estate investing. The new way of real estate investing is to find the best market that fits your criteria. Is that cash flow? Is that quick flips? Is that buy and hold? Is that looking at a long-term plan or a short-term plan? These things are important, because once you know what kind of investor you want to be, you can target the markets based on that. Meaning, when I want cash flow, to me, I love upstate New York. When I want appreciation, I love South Florida. I love Phoenix. Those are areas that have been proven to generate massive income for me. It's been proven upstate New York generates a massive rental income for me. A lot of times I buy a property in upstate New York and the entire investment pays for itself in less than a year, meaning the continuity monthly rental income I generate on a property in upstate New York oftentimes pays for my entire purchase price of that property. Because if I'm looking for cash flow, that's where I go. But if I'm looking for appreciation, it's really hard to beat South Florida right now. Meaning, if you could pay 60, 70 cents on the dollar for a property in Florida right now, in a booming economy, that makes sense. If you could do the same thing in Phoenix, Arizona, that makes sense. These are things I've done over and over and over and over again.
So any other pitfalls that you've been hit with over the years that you weren't expecting?
Well, a lot of the pitfalls, they could be avoided. But, you know, when I'm looking at a property, one of the pitfalls that I want to know, and if I keep it real simple, what are the back taxes? Is it in an HOA community? What kind of work is needed? One of the pitfalls that we haven't really talked about is underestimating the work. Meaning, you know, sometimes you look at a property, you think, well, and it's not because you're uneducated, it's just because you haven't done this over and over again. You don't have a feel for what exact work needs to be done. That's why you get the professionals. You see, with Craigslist, with Angie's List, with the power of Google, I can get three people out to a property, I can have them evaluate it, give me quotes, send me pictures, pay them nothing, and be prepared for an auction that would happen tomorrow. But that's only because I have a system in place. You see, one of the biggest pitfalls, you asked me what's the biggest pitfall, and it's not having a system in place. And they always say you don't know what you don't know, right? Well, I'm here to give you a system. I'm not a talented guy. I'm a guy that has a system. I have a straightforward process that I could transfer to any one of you if you're willing to learn. That's why I've started this whole training course. You know, a lot of these guys out there, they make 90% of their money from training people, right? They're not actual real estate investors. They're teaching you what they saw on TV or what they read in a book. I'm a real estate investor. I only teach you what I've actually done. I personally make over 90% of my money from investing in real estate, not from teaching. That's just something that I'd like to pass forward. That's just something I like to do. These podcasts that we're doing right now is my way of passing it forward, helping other investors out there. But understand, 90% of my money, 90% of my income comes from actually doing what I teach you guys to do.
Makes sense. And I guess there's probably more pitfalls than you can, than there are days in the month. But obviously, you've got to pretty much be ready for anything because it's real estate. More things happen, hurricanes, insurance, things like that. What about insurance? When you buy a property, you take out an insurance policy right away?
Well, yeah, the way that the insurance works. So if you're an individual that's looking to just flip properties, insurance policies are great because you'll get a one-year premium. Let's just say it's $800 a year. That's probably the average of what my policies cost me. And that's not just me. That's based on the purchase price, the amount of money that I'm dealing with as far as purchase and resale. But if you only hold that property for 2 months, you're only paying 1/6 of that premium, meaning the rest is refunded to you. Or you do a monthly installment program where you might put $200 up front and then they're going to reimburse you for whatever you don't use. So insurance is great. And when you're first starting out, you know, if you had a loss, if you had a problem, it's good to know that for such a small investment, you're covered. But understand, you know, some of the most educated people I've ever trained, they have the hardest time doing their first deal. Don't talk yourself out of doing this. Talk yourself into doing it. You see, most people, they look at a deal and what happens is they end up talking themselves out of it. And then it sells to someone else. Someone else makes that $20,000, $30,000 profit. And the person says, oh, you know what? I'll do it next time. You know what? Now is the time to do it. Don't worry about next time. Sometimes being too educated, needing to know too much is your biggest downfall. Because when you analyze a property to death, and see me, I talk myself into a property rather than talk myself out of a property. The market's been booming for the last 2 years. I could have talked myself out of countless deals, but instead I look for how I can make a property work, not see how I'm not going to make it work. Because be confident in yourself. Be confident that you have the tools. Go to my website, watch my free training videos, and learn how you can get started. Because it's not about analyzing every single detail. It's about taking action. Don't talk yourself out of the deal. Talk yourself into the deal.
All right. And I guess with that, where do we go to find out more, Mike?
Well, if you want to learn not just how I find the deals, how do I remodel them, how do I do this remotely, but if you want to get a feel for exactly how I train people, how I show people to take action, go to my website. It's Teach Me Mike. That's teachmemike.com. It's all right there for you. It's free. You can get started today.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.